Welcome. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes, and today's topic is about do we thrive better alone or with a mate? My special guest co-host is Nicholas Scratch. He'll be joining us later on in the show when I start the show, but I wanted to get it from a man's point of view. You know, they have different point of views and different opinions, and their view on things is very different besides from a woman's. You'll also hear my point of view, and I'm doing a show different, like I said earlier. I'm outside, so ignore the noise. I hope you guys tune in, and we'll be back after these songs. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes, and today we have a special co-host guest. His name is Nicholas Scratch. Say hi, Nicholas.
Yada da doo doo, boo boo.
As I said before, today's topic is do we thrive better alone or with a mate? And we're going to get it from a man's point of view. And I have a man right here. So, Nicholas, our topic for today is do we thrive better alone or with a mate? I would like your outlook and opinion on that.
Well, I mean, that's really kind of a tricky one, because technically you would like to believe that you do better without someone by your side because you want to be independent. The truth of the matter is you can have all the money in the world and be lonely and bored as shit because that's all you got. You know, your what you do to make your money, your hustle or your 9-to-5, and you come home to this big ass empty house and it ain't shit to do. Drink and go to sleep or some shit, you know, but when you got a mate, it's different because, you know, you got somebody that's waiting for you to get there. You know, they want to find out what your day was like. You want to know what their day was like. It pushes you for more.
It's not like that all the time.
Because I'm telling you, look, now you might look at it like, okay, I only had to spend $10 because it was just me eating as opposed to spending $20 because it was two of us. But if you look at it in that same context, that means you made more money to make sure that you fed both of y'all than you did if you was feeding yourself.
Yeah, so, but when it goes to the point of a person doesn't appreciate it or they're taking advantage, then what you do then?
It's just a matter of how you look at it, because it can also work the same way in reverse. You know, whenever somebody's down or the other spouse is down or whatever, you know, the sympathy factor comes in there. So you want to be there for them, you know, you want to help get them well, but, you know, it really depends on how you look at it, you know. If the person, per se, who was the bigger breadwinner got sick or lost their job, now the other one is carrying the weight until they get back on their feet. So I believe you do better with a mate.
Okay, well, I look at it like this. There are some people who get involved with other people and they sell this fake dream of, oh, I want to do this. I want to get my life together. I want to go do this. I want to have this and that. But it really turns out to be they feeding you bullshit.
Well, that's a player. See, that's what a player does. They play games, you know, in order to get what they want. That's why they call it the game. They're playing games to get what they want. And you're going to run across that everywhere.
Okay. How many relationships have you been in out of your whole life, Nicholas?
At least over 100. 100 or better.
And out of that 100, how many of them females really had your back and kept you down as well as you the same?
Maybe 3.
Wow, 3?
Yeah. Love is hard to find.
No, because people out there selling fake dreams. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not just men. Women do the same thing too.
So. I understand that.
And then it being the times it is now, a lot of these women is just out for the smash and grab. So it's like, what can I get out this nigga as quick as I can?
Well, then that's like how the roles are reversed. Men do the same thing to women.
Yeah, but that was more like the 80s.
Yeah, but the 80s are present
women
now.
Women were a lot more generous. You know, they were willing to give you half the check and, you know, make sure you had everything you wanted to eat and things of that nature.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
then
there was usually older chicks at that. It was scooping up young cats like myself and other gentlemen.
See, you, that's the fact right there. It was older chicks.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody 19 from 20 trying to do that. They trying, you see.
Well, you know, back then, they was all, you was 19, and you was just coming out of McDonald's.
When I was 19, when I was 19.
You ready to get your first real job.
No, when I was 19, I've been working since the age of 16. I have had jobs, I've been in relationships where they've used me, and then it turned around, and I turned out to be a fucked up person, but then I had to go back and fix myself. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that, but you see the same thing happens with men. Don't think we ain't never just been used for our dick, or just.
Oh, believe, you know, they treat you like man whores. They do.
A bitch will run you. She will run you, a nigga, and drop your ass right back off and say, I'll be back, and never show up.
Yeah, so.
For real.
So, I don't understand.
Matter of fact, look, I know a chick will show up to your house with two other chicks in the car, nigga, and ask the nigga to get a whole car hit. Tell them they're gonna take him to the motel. And after he done serviced everybody, they tell him they'll be back after they get the room and never come back. So, I mean, it works like that. It's just both sides of the fence in the 2000s, you know, in these Buck Rogers days.
Yeah, but we're in the 20th century now, and yeah. I feel that this is not the time for games or to be misled.
Guess where? We're the older people now. See, we're not the teenagers anymore.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I mean, I admit I was vicious as a teenager and as a young adult and an adult, but. I mean, I feel that it takes that one person to correct it. Me, I thrive better alone sometimes. Sometimes I do thrive better alone. And I guess I just haven't found that person who I can just go that ultimate mile with. I have my ups and downs about it. But I feel that...
Well, my thing is... I don't know, man. I mean, me, myself, personally, I do kind of shitty by myself. And then once I get into a mode, it all picks up for me financially, you know. And then you'll end up with this pile of money and nothing to fucking do with it. You feel like you got, you know, there's nowhere for you to really, truly enjoy it because you just focused your mind on this. Now, that's all you do.
But that's by choice, right? That's by choice because
really,
of the type of people.
By choice is by necessity. Because
by necessity.
You're trying to rebuild yourself. So, you know, you're rebuilding yourself. You need new clothes, new shoes, you know, new car, paint job on the car or something. You know, you're upgrading yourself. And then you get to the point to where you feel like, okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here's the
first thing come to you is, you know, somebody that might not be your total match because they're looking at how you built yourself up. They want what you got. As opposed to the woman who saw you down on your luck and watched you climb with her. See, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's why I say you strive better as a couple.
Okay, yeah,
because
but then...
That kind of energy pushes you to want to do better.
And what happens when the male or the female goes astray because he's up there and then all of a sudden he got this big head? You see what I'm saying? Then you forget about the person who had you all the way up.
Because now, at that point, you're just playing games, you know? Some dudes get a reality check on that, though, you know? Because they'll do something shitty if stupid, end up incarcerated, and need a motherfucker to bail them out, write them some letters or something, you know? Then the reality of it all hits you. And then the bitch stop writing. Then she stop calling. Then she stop accepting your calls. And then, you know, I mean, it's a two-way street. It happens on both sides of the fence, but I still feel, me, myself, personally, I strive better with a mate because I have a goal to reach, you know. When it's me by myself, it's like whatever.
So you saying you need that inspiration? You need that...
It's more like a feeling of completion.
That's just like how they say behind every great man is a great woman.
True.
Without that pushing that you can do it, bae, and all that.
What it is, all a man really needs to know is that his wife ain't gonna cheat on him. That's it. If he confident in that, he gonna shoot off like skyrocket.
Okay, so what's gonna happen when that man places that doubt in her head or gives her that light that, oh, he's doing something, you just don't know what? Then that's when
they start stalking you, arguing with you for nothing, just so they can see what you do. And if you don't do nothing, let the argument bypass me. I don't like to argue. I tell the motherfucker, you win. Can we get to the next subject?
Really?
Yeah, I don't like to argue. I don't. Because in an argument, you say things that you can't take back.
That's what everybody.
Yeah, that's why I avoid it.
Well, most people don't know how to come back and admit that they're wrong. And sometimes that can hinder a relationship, or sometimes it can keep it from going forward.
Yeah. But in the same sense, if you're single, you get tired of hollow relationships. It might last a year or two where, you know, it's cool because you're juggling a bunch of people around. But after a while, that becomes tedious and you just be wanting one good woman because, you know, the ones that you've been juggling ain't shit.
Okay, here's my thing. Out of the three women you've dated, so would you say they were good women?
Yeah.
So what happened? Obviously, you're thriving alone.
Well, at this point, I'm not thriving alone, but...
I mean, do you have...
It's funny because it's like certain shit can just turn me all the way the fuck off and point me in a whole nother direction, or I can just feel a vibe. Like something ain't right. Like when I was married, I got divorced because after what, 10, 12 years or so, I was had an argument with my wife and I had literally chased her through the house with my hand balled up about to knock the shit out of her ass for talking shit. And I stopped myself before I hit her and told her, I don't love you no more because I really want to hurt you right now. And I packed all my stuff and I left.
Okay, but why does it have to get to a point? I mean, when did you realize you didn't love her no more? When you were chasing her around the house trying to hit her?
No, when she was balled up in the corner, covering herself up, waiting to get hit.
Yeah, but...
But I didn't do it.
It shouldn't have to get to that.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't. And it's funny, because we were arguing about the kids jumping on the couch. That's what led to all of that. Something small.
So
I guess in the back of my mind, I had some built up resentments about whatever the fuck, and that was just the catalyst for me.
Are you guys friends right now today?
Yeah, we're still friends. We're good friends. You know, we just ain't together. You know, she got married to a gentleman. They've been married now, what, almost 19 years plus the 5 or so before then, so they got 24 years together.
Now, why is it that, I don't mean to get personal, but I mean, like, why is it that you can't make a relationship work, or it's like you're picking the wrong type of people or the wrong type of woman?
That's a good question.
Do you go for that needy? Are you attracted to needy bitches? Or
no.
What? What is it?
No, it's not
like,
that.
Cause a lot of men say they want a woman who got her own, but then
it's the skin tone. You know, I like petite women. You know, it could be the hair. It's a combination of things. I mean, you can't really say who's going to look like who, cause all my exes don't look alike. So I can't say I have like a type. Like, you might have a homegirl who don't date nobody but dudes with good hair. That's it. That's all she date. You automatically know when you see a nigga with good hair.
Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these songs. Cherry cakes! Welcome back. I'm your host, Cherry Cakes, and I have another special guest co-host, Mr. Rad. And as again, the show topic is, do we thrive alone better or with a mate? And welcome, Mr. Rad.
Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here to share my point of view. Well, go ahead.
Okay. I want to know, what do you think? Do you thrive better alone or with a mate? Do you succeed more, or is it more hassle with a significant other?
I would like to think that I strive better with the mate. If we're shooting for the our common goal. You know, we believe in some of the same beliefs, and we're going along the same path. So I would say with a mate.
So you thrive better with a mate compared to now?
Well, as now, I guess before I was speaking, when I was younger. Now that I'm a little older, and I wouldn't say set my ways, I would say knowing who I am and knowing what I want done and how I want it done. So having a mate that is kind of new to what my dominance or my way of living is kind of difficult. So I find that I could strive better being single now.
Here's my question. If you had a mate right now or a significant other, from where you are right now, do you think that you two as a team could make it from this point now to where you want to be, your goal?
I would have to say yes. I'm quite sure that we would, because I would have taken the time and kind of scouted her out and see what her point of view of thinking is, and if she's selfish. Usually selfish people regard whatever you guys had going on and kind of fake it. And then at the last minute, they'll go straight to do what they always plan on doing. And I guess that can be fair if the other one doesn't uphold to their bargain, their end of the agreement of this relationship. Because relationships are like business nowadays to me.
You're right. So what I want to know is, like, okay, when I was growing up, it was what can we build on? What can we offer each other? It's not what do you have. So do you agree with that? Is what we could build upon?
Yes, I believe it's what we can build upon, because we can always build upon making our relationship stronger, or what direction we would have taken it in, or we could, if we have business deals together, we could go straight in that area and have an understanding of where we're going and what we're going to do with the proceeds, you know?
Okay, one more question. What would you say to someone who's in a relationship and they're having their ups and downs? Would you say stick it out? Would you say it's going to get better? Tell them what you would... Give them some inspiring words.
Well, it all depends if you want to be lonely or not. If you want to be lonely, you can scratch it. But if you want to have someone around and you need company, or you like company, someone to share your innermost thoughts with, I'd say stick it out. A lot of times it's worth it. I give it a 65-35% chance, you know. 65 in a positive manner, that sticking it out will lead to a longer, better, lasting relationship.
Okay, I can understand that. Well, I want to thank you for being on my show. Once again, my special guest co-host is Mr. Red. Thank you.
And thanks for having me on your show.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break and come right back. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed those songs. Once again, our topic is about, do we thrive better with a mate or without a mate? My special guest co-hosts were Nicholas Scratch and Mr. Red. They gave valid opinions and they gave me their outlook on it. I even interviewed a guy. He's a mutual friend. His name is Jay Moolah. I asked him the same question. He said, no love, fuck love, big face, little face. If any of you know what that means he ain't about that. It's about the money. That's what he's focused on right now, and I can understand that. But my point of view is when two people get into something and they're striving for greatness, they should see it too through the end. That's why people lay their cards out on the table. That's why we talk and communicate. But if a relationship becomes about self and not your mate, then I ask, what are you striving for? Are you striving for your greatness or greatness of both? It was a very interesting show today. I feel I thrive better alone because I haven't really met that person who will go that extra mile with me and understand how I work and how my brain works and how I see the order of things. It's like a blueprint in my head. Everyone has blueprints that are different, but I understand. So everyone wants someone, but sometimes we don't get what we want. Sometimes we just have to deal until God puts the person that we're supposed to be with in our life, or until he sees fit. So what I would have to say is if you're gonna thrive with someone, do it to the fullest and the hardest. Don't keep secrets and hidden agendas. If it's not for real or serious, you need to let it be known. Put the cards on the table so you know what you're getting yourself into before you really get yourself into it. My mother always told me, it's not what you have to offer, it's what we can build together. That means we're a team. So if we're a team, it needs to be as one. When two people join together, they're one. And that's how God made it. So, once again, I'm your host, Cherry Cakes. And thank you for tuning in. And have a good night. Enjoy these songs.